From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House declined on Friday to say whether President Donald Trump is recording conversations in the Oval Office or when he has dinner guests in the White House. Trump escalated his feud on Friday morning with fired FBI Chief James Comey, saying in a tweet, "James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press." At the midday briefing, spokesman Sean Spicer denied there were any recording devices in the Oval Office or the residence of the White House.
I've talked to the president. The president has nothing further to add on that.
Why did he say that? Why did he tweet that? What should we interpret from that?
As I mentioned, the president has nothing further to add on that.
Are there recording devices in the Oval Office or in the residence?
As I've said for the third time, there is nothing further to add on that.
Trump suddenly fired James Comey earlier this week. The FBI is investigating Russia's meddling in last year's election and possible collusion with Trump's campaign and aides. The president has dismissed those allegations as a hoax. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has directed federal prosecutors to seek the most serious charges possible against suspected offenders, a reversal of President Barack Obama's policies. Sessions said the move was necessary to reduce violent crime and to fight the opioid epidemic.
I have empowered our prosecutors to charge and pursue the most serious offense, as I believe the law requires, most serious, readily provable offense.
The directive abolishes guidance by former Attorney General Eric Holder, who asked prosecutors to omit some drug quantities from charging documents so as to not generate long sentences and reduce prison overcrowding. This is VOA News. An aggressive wave of cyber attacks hit companies and public institutions across the globe Friday, causing international havoc and bringing many services to a standstill. The cyber extortion attempt appeared to use stolen software developed by the National Security Agency. One of the first and worst attacks was aimed at Britain's National Health Services. A wave of crippling ransomware hit dozens of hospitals across the country Friday, prompting the NHS to declare a major incident. British Prime Minister Theresa May told Sky News that British authorities are working with the NHS to correct the problem.
The National Cyber Security Centre is working closely with NHS Digital to ensure that they support the organisations concerned and that they protect patient safety.
Similar incidents were reported in the United States, China, Russia, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and several other countries. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has opened its 12th camp in northern Iraq to shelter an increasing number of Iraqi families fleeing the fighting in western Mosul. Speaking in Geneva on Friday, UNHCR spokesperson Andrej Mehechich said that the first buses brought new arrivals to the camp on Tuesday.
6 months into the Mosul offensive, we remain concerned about the continuing massive displacement. And despite enormous risk, the number of people fleeing West Mosul is showing no sign of abating.
The camp is about 60 kilometers west of Mosul along the highway to Erbil. It has the capacity to accommodate more than 9,000 people when fully occupied. Less than 4 weeks ago, the UNHCR opened the Hammam al-Alil II camp with a capacity of 30,000 people. The UN Refugee Agency says it's already full. A person has tested positive for the Ebola virus in the Northern Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokesman for the World Health Organization says officials declared an Ebola outbreak in Bas-Ile province after laboratory tests confirmed the presence of the virus. The spokesman told VOA's English to Africa that 9 people in the area are sick with what's listed as a hemorrhagic fever. He said 3 people have died. At least 25 people were killed and more than 40 others wounded when a suicide bomber struck a convoy of an Islamic party in southwestern Pakistan. Police say Friday's attack occurred in the town of Mastung, about 50 kilometers from the provincial capital of Quetta. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.